Just to see, you know, to have an experience like that in front of the home crowd here.
Yeah, Sterling, I think the other word you can use for it is embarrassing, you know, like not getting two bunts down right there. And something that I pride myself in is, you know, getting jobs done like that. So, you know, really glad it worked out the way it did. But, you know, got to also look at it realistically and, you know, get better at some things too. So very happy the way it turned out. You know, thrilling to do it here at home. You know, it was great overall, but, you know, I'm a realistic person, so there are some things to work on still.
Kind of fitting for your two childhood teams the first time you play for one against the other that you have this kind of moment. How cool was that?
That was really cool. You know, really shouldn't have been in that moment to begin with. You know, should have been running on third for Doobie, but, you know, so fired up that's the way that it ended up. You know, couldn't be more excited. Trying to take it as confidence too, though. You know, as I talk about, you know, getting better at certain things, it's also a big confidence boost. You know, having a good at bat against a lefty, tough lefty. You know, maybe squaring around helped me see the ball a little better. So, you know, but it was one of those moments where walking back to the plate after fouling off a second one, it's like, hey, like it's time to buckle up, and you gotta do something now. So it was more of a competitive nature, I think, than anything.
I know we've talked about this a ton already, but the special feeling around this team, it doesn't seem like whatever's thrown at you guys just seem to pull out wins.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think we can credit it to some early times where that happened. You know, we go back to Dom's walk-off grand slam. You know, we were down late in that game and came back and won. And I think slowly over time, that built confidence to have belief that we're never out of a game. You know, whatever way it turns out, whether we have a lead and lose it, whether we go down big early, whatever it may be, I think that this group of guys doesn't get fazed by that. We're going to go in and approach every at bat in every situation, you know, the best that we can, and, you know, live with whatever comes with it.
How nice is it to see Spencer just get two back-to-back pretty good starts and, you know, kind of put you guys in a position to get to the Red Sox?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, he had a great start. I think, you know, yeah, we had to use some high leverage guys there at the end, but that's what you do in big games. And, you know, I think it saved a lot of the bullpen. You know, they didn't have to throw too much. They were able to step into their normal roles and do a really good job of that. So having Strider back like that is so big for this team. And he looks confident. He looks, you know, fastball's jumping really good. And it's really good to see.
You understand how much this team has been able to develop its own talent over the years. And to see two rookies of the year, homer, and another runner-up pitch so well, and another one maybe for this year, you know, get the win. How cool is it to be a part of this? What is a organization develops their talent so well?
That's really cool. I think that's what the best organizations do. They develop their talent, and, you know, then you're not forced to go out and sign a star player every year. Your hand's not forced. You've got constant talent coming up. Improving the big league roster, contributing to wins, and when you've got a surplus of that, then a lot of really good things are going to happen.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.